بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله my dear respected علماء elders brothers in Islam we've come here for a very noble purpose so the first thing we should try to correct our intention we have come here solely and only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our Islam reformation and to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala إنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى according to our intention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless a person Let us make some good intentions inshallah, and by means of that you will be blessed. Throughout our Islamic Jalsa, we have been discussing the different aspects of deen. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffah. That all people of Iman and take Islam completely. Wa la tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, he is your open enemy. So here we learn that a person is to adopt, follow Islam in totality. The five branches of our deen which our ulama has mentioned. One is our aqaid, our beliefs, which was discussed last night. And especially in today's time with Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, we have to be very careful about our iman. Those who are going to schools, universities, and the media they are reading, many are affected by this theory. This is complete kufr. It takes a person out of the fold of Islam. We have all come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah ta'ala is the creator of our forefather Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. We discussed that yesterday. Then today in the morning, ibadat, our acts of worship. Then after zuhar, mu'amalat, our business dealings. Now mu'asharat, we will discuss inshallah a few points. And tomorrow inshallah regarding akhlaq. So these five branches of deen, when they will come into our lives, then the whole of deen, our deen will become complete. Regarding mu'asharat, it is mentioned, we do not live individually, but in a society, where we interact with others at all times. Islam has explained how a person must live with others. The rights of parents, children, spouses, neighbors, in-laws, family members, teachers, students, etc. It is necessary for every person to find out the rights of others on him. He must then endeavor to fulfill the rights of all concerned. Islamic social life is based on the following important principles. Number one, not causing harm to others. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true believer, true Muslim is who other Muslims are taking from his tongue and hands. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the blood, honor and the property of a Muslim are sacred to another Muslim. This means that a Muslim should not cause the slightest amount of difficulty, inconvenience, harm and ill feeling to another fellow being. Generally because we meet with other Muslims, so the word Muslim is used here. But otherwise, a Muslim should make an intention and endeavor not to cause any difficulty whatsoever to Muslims, non-Muslims, even the animals, even the environment. This is a true Muslim. The second important principle in our deen regarding rights of others, fulfillment of rights. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyati. Every one of you is a guardian, a shepherd, and he will be questioned regarding his flock, the husband, the wife. We all have got responsibilities. In the world today, people are fighting for their rights. Islam teaches us to endeavor to fulfill the rights of others, as each person will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah about these matters. As for one's own rights, your own rights, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told the sahaba radiallahu anhum, there will be many acts of discrimination and other matters which you will dislike after I leave this world. So the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you command us to do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must fulfill your duties and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your rights. Don't demand your rights, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill your rights. The third important point, foregoing of one's rights and forgiveness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever gives up argument when he is in the right, a palace will be built for him in the middle of Jannah. You are right, but you don't fight with anyone. And you say, okay, never mind, I'd rather lose the argument. One palace will be built for you in the middle of Jannah. So this is the quality you must bring within ourselves of overlooking. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no charity ever decreased any wealth. No person pardoned another person, but Allah increased him in honor. And no person humbled himself for the sake of Allah, but Allah ta'ala elevated him. So when you will forgive others, then Allah will increase the person in honor. The fourth quality or important principle, honoring and serving one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any youngster shows respect to an old man because of his age. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint someone to show respect to him when he becomes old. So we must learn to honor and respect other people. When hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, beware of suspicion because it is the worst of lies. Do not eavesdrop, do not spy on each other, do not compete against each other for worldly matters. Do not be jealous of one another. Do not bear malice towards each other, and do not turn away from each other. O servants of Allah, remain like brothers as Allah has commanded you. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, abandons helping him, nor belittles him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, piety is here. And he pointed to his chest three times he mentioned this. It is sufficient as a sin to despise and look down upon one's Muslim brother. Everything belonging to a Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim, his life, his honor, and his wealth. Allah does not look at your bodies nor your appearances, but Allah Ta'ala looks at your heart and Allah looks at your deeds. So this is the fourth thing. You must honor and serve one another. Do not have ill feelings towards one another. Number five, simplicity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-bazazatu min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. When a person adopts simplicity, it becomes easier to fulfill the rights of others, and one is safe from jealous eyes. Simplicity should be adopted in our dressing, in our homes, in our vehicles, in our marriages, in our funerals, in all aspects of our life. Number six, humility. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who has got an atom's weight of pride in his heart, he won't enter Jannah. A person asked, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person likes that his clothing must be beautiful, his shoes must be beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Allah is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. What does pride mean? Opposing the truth. Not accepting the truth. You have done wrong and you are not prepared to accept the truth. And looking down upon people. Hajin Dadullah Muhajin Makki Rahmatullah Ali said, it only was by humility will unity be created. Everyone is looking for unity in the world. Only by humility it will be created. As long as there is pride, there will always be fight and disunity. And the last quality mentioned here is abstaining from the ways of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Do not incline at all in the smallest amount to the oppressors, to the zalims, and the disbelievers, the sinners. Otherwise the fire of Jahannam will touch you. Another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever imitates a nation is regarded amongst them. So in every aspect, Islam has got its own system, its own part of life. We should try to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and our piety be tested in all our actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq to bring these qualities within ourselves, not cause harm to any person. There is a beautiful kitab, Adabul Mu'ashirat, of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, in which many of these adabs and etiquettes have been mentioned. Similarly, under the guidance of Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, another kitab from the Madrasa has also been printed regarding the adab and etiquette. You should try to study this kitab, many of the etiquettes of today's time. So inshallah, by means of that day, we will be able to learn those things, and then we try to bring these qualities within our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq.